Okay, we're continuing. Derech Hashem, Chelek Dalid, Perek Dalid, long Perek, and we are up to Ois Dalid, which will be on page Reish Aleph in your version. So the Ramchal is continuing Yisoides in Kriya Shema, and tonight we're going to learn another two Nekudos in Kriya Shema. So an ice dalit, he says, v'nei kvar b'yarnim b'chelek rishon. It's a very small ice, one paragraph. And he says, we already explained in the first chelek of the sefer, sh'ashleimus v'amiti shel abriya hu himashech lo mishleimus yisbarach. And basically, what the beginning of the sefer spoke about was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the epitome of shleimus, the epitome of perfection, and he is the source of shleimus, and any shleimus that we have is only because of our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person, what he has to do is he has to create himself to be a keli, a receptacle, to be mekabel the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the closer a person gets to Hashem and connects with Hashem through doing the mitzvahs, he receives the hashpa of shleimus. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a shalem, and since he wants to be mative to people, like we've said numerous times, so the way he's going to be mative, he's going to give over from his perfection, but we earn it. By doing the mitzvahs, we create ourselves as kelim, and the more davuk we are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are more shalem. Now, how do you become davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Ramchal is going to tell us that the more we're mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we show and we're makir that we are dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're nothing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is how we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we do that and connect, the more the shleimus is given to us. So that's why by Kriya Shema, when we say Hashem Echad, Shem Alikeinu Hashem Echad, and we're being makir, like we said Hashem Echad, that He is the source of everything, so that's a way of being machni ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will bring a shefa of shleimus to us. So that's what he says. Shashleimus ha'amiti shel abriya. What is the true shleimus of the bria? Hu himashech lo mishleimus yisbarach. It emerges from the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu levadai ha'shleimus. He's the source. He's really the epitome of perfection. So that's like the beginning, the aside here. V'ulam gamzem mitoldus ha'mitzvah zoi. So therefore says the Ramchal that this idea of shleimus is also part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Shebehoideinu al yichudoi, when we testify and declare Hashem is Echad, there's nothing else but Hashem in this world. By definition, we're saying we're tully in Him, we're mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uviyoseinu toilam es hakolboi, and that's how we say that everything is dependent on Hashem. So gam hu yisbarach shmai nidrash lanu. So once we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates to us, and He connects with us, or He allows that connection to happen. So by doing that, not only do we as individuals receive a shefa of shleimus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire world receives, the entire bria receives a shleimus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'niskanim kol ha-metziuyos v'ha-metzius v'ha-miti ha-sharshi. And then the entire metzius of the world gets a tikkun. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a shefa to the world, there's tikkun in the world. How do we do that? By being machniah ourselves and recognizing that there's nothing else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes the connection for Him to be mashpia shleimus to us in the world. So that is in this Ois Dalid, he's adding in another nekuda here, and the idea being that the whole tachlis of the world is to receive shleimus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we show that we're dependent and that He is perfection and He is Echad and He's the only one and we need Him, that by definition opens up and initiates that Shefa going back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. So that is another tolda, he says it's a tolda of the mitzvah. In other words, still now we're talking about your kavana in the mitzvah. Here he's saying what happens when you do the mitzvah. When it happens when you do the mitzvah is a shefa of shleimus comes to the world. Okay, let's go to Ois Hei. And Ois Hei starts something new. V'hine mitznoi ha-mitzvah ha-zois. He says that one of the tznoim, the stipulations, the conditions of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, li'ois adam goymer b'dayto limser nafshe yichuda yisparach. Part of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyashma is a person being goymer b'dayto. That means a person has to resolve to himself that he's ready to be moiser nefesh because Hashem Echad. Right? We say in Kriyashma, v'haftas Hashem l'kecha b'chol nafshecha. Afilu hu naitel es nafshecha, says the Gemara in Brachas. So a person has to have kavana, and especially by the word Hashem Echad, that's why Rabbi Kiva, yatsa nishmasai be'echad, because with that word Echad, we're makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Yachid, and like we said, our job is to be mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest bittul that there is that a person could do is to be mevatel his whole life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give up the most important thing that there is, and that is his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that we show how we recognize there's nothing else but Hashem. When you're willing to give up the most important thing that there is, the most precious thing, that's how you show the chashivas of the understanding of Echad. So the Ramchal is telling us it's part of the tnaim of b'mekayim mitzvahs kriyashma is a person being goymer b'daitoi limser nafshah yichuda yisbarach, to willing to give up your life. Really, it's brought down, Mishabur brings down, quotes it from a Bach, but it comes from earlier, it's really, I think, from a Tshuva Zarajba, that says that when a person, in I think, Samachay, over there in that neighborhood, Hilchus Kriyashma, the Shulchan Aruch says, a person has to say Kriyashma, Be'ema b'yira b'reses uvizeya. It's the same lashon that we have this week, why we talk about it on Tuesday night. That's how Torah was given, Be'ema b'yira b'reses uvizeya. It's a shuk, that's chuckling, the breses is vayanuz, that's the chuckling. So on that be'emo v'yira, says the Mishabura, that a person has to have a mind that is willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad. That's be'emo v'yira. And the Rashba says, that's pshat in the Pasuk, ki alecha hayragnu kol hayayim, it says in Tehillim. We die for you every single day. What do we die for Hashem every single day? The answer is a person with his kriyashma, being willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mitzayir to himself, that's called alecha hayragnu kol hayayim. So a person has to be goymer b'dayta, he's willing to do it. Ulekabel alav kol yisurim u'meinemisa kiddush ma'izvarach. So he adds in something else here. A person has to be willing to accept on himself kol yisurim. Not just giving up his life. Yisurim, the Gemara tells us, the yisurim is even worse than misa. Right? It says, b'chanani mishol b'azariah, mali nigdu, b'chanani mishol b'azariah, pochel itzalma. The fact that they threw him into the kibshan ha'esh, so they were able to give up their lives, al kiddush Hashem, not to bow down to the tzalim. But the Gemara in Ksuba says, if they would have tortured them, they wouldn't have been able to withstand it. Misa's an instant thing. It happens. Mashenkin, the torture, yisurim, is a davar nimshach. So here he's saying that a person has to be willing to be makabel to give up, to get yisurim for kiddush Hashem.
How can a person be makabel to do something that's not in his ability? Tahainu, not even Shabbazar, we're greater than that. If they couldn't, with that sound, we for sure not. So what does that help you be makabel? No.
No,
Misa is one thing, but
it's surim. It's what I'm saying. It's a hard thing to understand. B'chlal, is there? We know there's a mitzvah to give up your life. HaKadosh Hashem. Fitul Naitos. Where does it say afilu nagdu? Right? Where does it say such a thing? Right? Avad, it's a demonstration of ava. Person who's willing to go through yisurim. But the chiyav shabai, right? That's what B'chlal is saying.
Yisurim doesn't mean have to mean on such a high level. Yisurim could be any pain. Any type of small pain can be yisurim too.
Good, but he's trying to say not just any type. He's coming to equate it with misa, kiddush Hashem. So it's not just stam yisurim if you picked out the wrong coin. And here, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Ramchal saying, v'nechshav like ilu asa adover b'poyel v'neregal kiddush Hashem. Until Ramchal says, if you really again, remember the words goymer b'daitai. That's goymer b'daitai. Reb Chaim Freelander says, Tzarech loymar gmirus das shalema. You're really ready to do it. The only thing that you're missing is the action. In other words, it's not a joke. You know, a person has to come. Obviously, you don't come to that in day number one. But there's a goal of a person coming to such hakara. So then, if you're holding by there, it's kilu asu adover b'payel v'nera gakidish Hashem. Because it's like a person who wants to do a mitzvah v'nenas. He is not in his ability. He gets char, kilu he did the mitzvah. So it's kilu he was b'payel nera gakidish Hashem. V'gam me'inyan zeh yoytzis toldis g'doylus l'tayelus habriyo l'tikon haklal. So he says that when a person is coming to this madrega of ready to give up his life al Kiddush Hashem, from this thing, yoytzis toldis g'doylus l'tayelus habriyo, it emerges unbelievable toldis for the tayelus habriyo l'tikon haklal. And that's what he's going to start talking about now. And we'll start it. I don't think we're going to get through the whole thing tonight. It's a few long paragraphs. But before that, I want to bring up a very interesting point. I came across this Tisha B'Av time, and then I heard an Ashir from somebody who spoke about it by the Pittsburgh massacre. And that is as follows. Very interesting thing from the Nesiv Shalom. Nesiv Shalom has a sefer they put out from him, which was a series of drashas that he gave year after year. I don't know if it was the yard site of the previous Lanamer Rebbe who was killed in the war. I think it was then. So he would talk about, it's called Haharuga Alecha. That's the name of the kuntres. And over there, he has a shtickel that he's very bothered by. Were the people who killed in the Holocaust, did they really die al-Kiddush Hashem or not? And this is something that's grappled with by the, we call them Kedoshim. This is all theoretical thing. It's not emotional. It's a theoretical thing. So whatever you want to talk about it. But Lamaisa the Torah, Michtam Aliyo handles it. He handles it. The Piatzetzner, they handle it. And the Nekuda that they're handling is, especially in the Nesiv Shalom, is that L'chair you have to have Kavana. L'chair, it seems Mavur in the Rambam that you have to have Kavana to be Maisa Nefesh HaKiddush Hashem. Number one, and you might even have to have a choice. In other words, if you're forced to give up your life, okay, this Hashem could be that's not forced to be killed, is lav dafka called a Kiddush Hashem. But let's leave that for a moment. What happens if you have to have kavana? He says a lot of these people, number one, didn't. There were not a lot of. A lot of them were 6 million Yidden, but a lot of them weren't from. Most of them, I think, probably weren't even from. So they probably didn't even know they're doing a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. Aleph. Number two, some of them, if you were to ask them, probably say, I'm not interested. I mean, Dafka, they're not interested, right? If they give them a way out, they would have got a way out. So he grapples with the Shah, he's very bothered by it. And Reb Dessler also, Michtam Aliyah, is very bothered by it as well. And he says, like, he almost, like, is baffled by it. If it's not Kiddush Hashem, then what happened? Like how do we even wrap our, you know, if it's Kiddush Hashem, so it's like Zera and Ezah, Kiddusha, we can handle it. But he's like, if it's not, then I think he writes Almiva Alma or something. Like, what just happened? Like, 6 million people died and there was no Kiddush Hashem. They're very bothered by the Shiloh. So Nesiv Shalom, the only reason I'm bringing this up is Nesiv Shalom has a very, very interesting Mahalach, but it's Negeya here. And he says like this. There's a famous shtickle from the Rebbe Reb Zisha. The Rebbe Reb Zisha had a problem with the Taisvus in Chulin Dav Zayin. Taisin Chulin Dav Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says over there, Kol Yisrael Kulam Kedoshim. Kol Yisrael, everyone's Kaddish. So the Gemara says, because there are some people who want to give tzedakah, for example, the Gemara says, they want to, but Ve'ein Lahem, and they don't, Pasha don't have. And there's other people, Ve'yesh Lahem Ve'ein Araitza, they have, but they don't want. So Taisa says, what do you mean? What's going to slow down? The guy who doesn't have and wants to give, he will give $1 million to Stocky. Pasha doesn't have. Okay, I understand. The guy is a Kaddish. The guy who has $1 million and doesn't want to give it to Stocky, well, why is he Kaddish? So Taisa's right, because he gives it anyways because he's embarrassed. In other words, you know, you make an appeal called Nidre, you know what I mean? Everyone's giving $1,000. This guy doesn't want to give $1,000. He's a Mavuyer, so he gives $1,000. So it's up to Taisa. So that's why he did the mitzvah. He gave $1,000. So Kodeshal Kulam Kadosh. So the Rebbe Zisha said he was bothered his entire life. The guy didn't want to give it. So he was embarrassed into giving it. So mazel tov. But that's Kol Yisrael Kulam Kedosh. And what did Taisvis gain with this? That's the Reb Zisha was bothered with. So the Maisa goes, again, I can't substantiate any of this, that eventually the Balataisis came to the Reb Zisha in a dream. This Rebbe Zishan said over. And he said he was mazir to him the following thing. He said, listen, that really every mitzvah has two parts to it. It has a guf and has a neshama. The neshama is the machshava, the guf is the maisa. He says, Kol Yisrael kulam kedoshim, it's really impossible for any one Jew to do the mitzvahs b'shleimus. However, he says like this, there are some people who are able to do the machshava of the mitzvah, and some people are able to do the ma'aseh of the mitzvah. That means to say, the guy who wants to give the tzedakah but he has no money, he has the machshava, he has the neshama of the mitzvah, but he can't do the ma'aseh, he doesn't have the money. There's another guy who has the ma'aseh, why? He was embarrassed to do it, right? Not to give the money. So he did the action, right? But there was no machshava. His machshava was, I wish I didn't have to do this. There was no neshama. So they both have half a mitzvah here. This one has the neshama, this has the machshava. When you put the two together, Zakta Gemara, Kol Yisrael kulam kedoshim. That the pshat is when you put them all together, all the machshavas and all the maises, they fuse together into a mitzvah that goes up a shleimus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could look down and say, I don't have this one Kaddish and this one Kaddish, but kulam kedoshim together the kedoshim. Azai Zakta Reb Zisha, b'shem the Bala Taisvis, to say pshat, in what this Kol Yisrael Kulam Kedoshim is. So Zakta Nesiva Shalom, a Peladika thing. So he wanted to tie it like this. He says that all the people in the Holocaust who, okay, he says, Avada their tzaddikim who had both, Machshava and Maisa. They went, Al Kiddush Hashem, and finished. They don't need anything. They have it all. There it goes. What about all the other people who either didn't have kavana or wasn't even interested in doing it? If you would have told them that this is the business, say, I'm not interested, I'd rather get out of it. But Lemaisa, did they give their life? Were their lives shechted because they were yidden? Yes. So they have the maisa, he says. The maisa without the machshava. That's like Misha Yesh Leveina Reitza, but he had to give the $1,000. He said, when all, now, Naku, you have to have Nakuda, who are the other people? I think he said, when all the survivors, but it could be anybody for this matter, he says, who were willing to give their lives up al Kiddush Hashem, but he takes it a step further. He says, when they say Kriyashma, and they say Hashem Echad, like we say it every single day, Hashem Echad, and they're really ready to be Meister Nafsham al Kiddush Hashem, it's like Misha Yeshla, Misha writes a vain light. They want to do it, they don't have the opportunity. Zakta Nesiva Shalom, those two people, their mitzvahs fuse together. The people who want to give up their life al Kiddush Hashem, because they say Kriyashma every single day. The people who gave up their lives al Kiddush Hashem and had no kavana, maybe weren't even interested, but when it goes up to Shamayim, it goes up as a mice of Kol Yisrael Kulam Kedoshim.
It's a very big chiddush because it's a huge chiddush. When it comes to money, lemaisa, you don't have the money, right? You want, but here you could have done al Kiddush Hashem.
Why? No, I'm doctor.
But that's that. Even if they give me a way out, I'm still going to get killed. Al Kiddush Hashem.
The guy didn't. They didn't kill him. What should he do?
No, the guy helped people in the Holocaust.
Yeah. Right? The people who died.
Yeah, the people who died.
No.
To say that they're called a goof without a machshava.
Why?
It's not doing it. By the case of the money, the guy wants to give, he just doesn't have the money. If he would have the money, he would give.
Right.
But over here.
No. So the guy. No, but about the guy who gave the money, he was embarrassed. The guys who were killed without the machshava were like the other guy. Right, but which guy? Now, the people who didn't get killed, and they say Kriyashma ready to get themselves killed, they're like the guy who wants to give the $1,000, but he doesn't have the money.
Right, that's good.
Okay.
But the guy who did get killed, but he actually wasn't killed.
Right.
He could have the choice. The guys that killed didn't have a choice.
Right.
He had a choice. He decided not to.
Ah, because he was mevuyish to give. Alamaisi decided to give.
Right. I'm
telling you what the Zivashalom said. I'll be the way. That's how he's miyashiv to himself. That Avada, it turns out, Acharei Kechlois Hakol, that there was a major Kiddush Hashem that went on. Was it this individual or this individual? Lav Dafka, some tzaddikim, yeah. But when you fuse Kla Yisrael together, Kol Yisrael, Kulam Kedoshim. So what I'm coming to say over here is, Negea 2 over here, is we're saying that when a person says Kriyashma and he's really goymer bedaitoi to give his life up al Kiddush Hashem, and the Ramchal says Nase nechshav kilu asa adaver b'poyel v'nerag al Kiddush Hashem, the way he's saying it, it's not just that it negat to this person. It's shayach that my machshava is being is going to make a shidduch with somebody else's maisa and actually produce a maisa kiddush Hashem bepoyel, right? My machshava with his maisa, a kiddush from the Naziv Shalom. I'll pee that maisa. But just it's a very interesting chiddush de gemahalach. Chiddush de gemahalach and understanding the whole mice over the whole idea there. But that's how he was miyashiv himself this thing. Okay, so let's continue. We'll start a little bit in this next paragraph. Vizeh. He's explaining why is it that it's so important to have an act of Kiddush Hashem every single day? Like what's so important about it? You know, we think in our mind, once in a blue moon, there should be a major Mesiras Nefesh, HaKiddush Hashem, and it creates whatever it creates in the world, right? Merdeke Zachin, right? They say, B'Shem, the Anshei Yerushalayim, they say, a special Mesirah, all the way back to Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner, that back to the Gain, I think, that when Avram, the Ger Tzedek, was Moiser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, and over there Taki had a way to get out. The guy gave him a way out. That'd be Shemus. He came to him in prison. The guy was very young then. He was in his 20s only. He wasn't before him yet. But he came to me, told him, I have a way to get you out. He says, no, I want to give up my life al Kiddush Hashem. He said, the only thing that bothers me is that I pasha don't have any kids. There's not going to be no, I have nothing. I'm alone in the world. So the guy told him, Avart, that it says by Adni Risha and Vani Achra, and it says by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adni Risha and Lemisha Ein Loi Av, Vani Achra and Lemisha Ein Loi Bonim, that there's a concept of the Rabbeinu Shalom is with the people who have nothing. He had no parents because his parents were Goyim, the Grof Patatsky and his Rabbitin, and who almost saved him. She actually did. She got a reprieve from the king, but the priests knew that she was coming, and they moved up his execution one day early to kill him. And Pasha had no children, and that was it. So they say that the guy said that there was with the Kiddush Hashem that was created sent out such a shef of kedusha that it weakened the tumas yadayim that you wake up in the morning that you need netilas yadayim for. Lo'ilam void, right? Lo'ilam void. And that was from then and on. And it's brought down, Shmuel Arbach, Sebeshem Shlem Zalmud, Sebeshem Rav Zundel Salant, all the way back to the Gain, that this you said, and he said, Rav Shlem Zalman said, Rav Shmuel said, Shem Shlem Zalman, that there was a, that's why the Anshe Yerushalayim were makel, that they would walk more than Dalet Amos before washing the Tehillas Yadayim. In other words, people are makbit to have it by their bed, right? You shouldn't go more than Dalet Amos. A shayla, if your house is called all Dalet Amos, like that. But he says the Anshe Yerushalayim, Rizik Chashuv Yerushalayim, were makel in this because once it got shvachened up by Avram and Avram, so you don't have to be as machmer anymore. This is what they said. So you have this concept of the Kedusha going out. This is what our concept of a Maisal Kiddush Hashem, a Maisal Kiddush Hashem. But here, the way the Ramchal is explaining it, this is really necessary every day. Every day when we say Hashem Echad, we're saying we have to be Goymer Bidas to give up our lives on Kiddush Hashem. And this is something that's going to make Toldus Gedolus for the Bria. And he's going to explain now exactly how that works. So let's just start for a moment. We'll have to continue next time. V'zeh misidrei achochma al yoyna banivroim imitziyuseyem. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this world with his unbelievable chachma in the nivroim, the creations of mitziyuseyem, and everything that happens, who sheyimotzu anitzoyim kulam b'madrega yedua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set a baseline madrega. This is the default madrega of everything. Now, everything's default is different. Does Malachim have their default madrega? People have their default madrega. Even amongst people, there's different default madregas of where you start. What's necessary for this thing in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu figured out exactly where it should start and what madrega of Ruchnius it should start. Uchlal ha-madrega hazois. Now what's in general understanding, what's this madrega, what is it? Hi madrega neisenes mokam lachoyshech lihimatze. It's not too much kedusha. There has to be room in this madrega for darkness to be found. Vilatuma lisbashet vilifal. And for tuma to spread out and have an effect in the world. Amnon kol zeh b'shir noida. But there's a shear to it. It can't just go fly off on its own. דהיינו שלא ימצא החושך ולהסיש לרעתומה כל כך שיתאמי לעולם לגמרי וסקלקלו הבריאס. You can't have choshech in tuma that's going to be in free, let send the world into free fall to totally be metame the world and to ruin creation. Shim haya hadavar magia lezeh yitzrichim kulam lipasar vilimchais. Kimoy shakarab is mana mabel. The time of the mabel, this taka happened. That choshech and tuma went so far, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to reset the whole bria. We got to start over. From then and on, when Hashem promised it's not going to happen anymore, He put a stop to how much choshech and tuma. It can't go. It could spread. It could have an effect. But it will never bring the world anymore to its oblivion, back to the Dor HaMabul. Ach b'shir mashalo yukuka la'ilam. In other words, it could spread, but there's an amount. It can't destroy the world. Avol yisharu boya inyanim chol v'laikaydash. So you have, it's a default place. It's called chol. Chol is nothing. Chol is mundane. There's no kedusha to it, and it has a makam for tumah and choshech. Chashuchim v'loy behirim. That's what the default is. That's the madrega everyone starts with. And therefore there's potential and there's bechira. If there's too much chayshech, there's no bechira one way. If there's too much ar, there's no bechira the other way. It's in a place where we could start that there's potential for good, for potential for bad, and it's going to be our job now to grow and bring ha'ara and light to the world and to ourselves and to the madregas, and that is what is going to be necessary from us. But this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Bria, and we'll have to continue next time, Be'ez Hashem, to continue this thought.